I got 5:59. There we go, 6 o'clock.
Very good. So we'll start the meeting. Roll call, please.
Yep. Okay, so Harry Rode.
Here.
Paul Maurice.
Here.
Eric Haslin.
Here.
Todd Spurbeck.
Here.
Dick Lape.
Here. And if please stand and speak the flag. We much appreciate it.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're very good. Thank you.
I want to just take a moment to remind everybody that this call will be recorded, and it will be put out on the web page.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
So what we'll do is start right with the open of the bids for the specs for the grade off.
Okay, grade off, open bids. I received one, and it was from Yakano. I'm opening it now. It's a sealed bid. I received it on March 30th. Opening it up. It's a folder. It says, Dear Sirs and Madam, we hereby propose to furnish and deliver one of the following apparatus with equipment as called from herein, all of which are in accordance with the purchaser's specifications, and to deliver the same in 7 working days after execution of the said contract in payment by certified check and subject to all causes beyond our control. And it is one used 2004 used Gradol XL4100 serial number 416-0002 with 1 60-inch ditch bucket and 1 grapple for the price of $76,000 with a trade-in of one used Gradol 1993 Gradol 660E, which with with one ditch bucket and 1 grapple for a trade-in value of $16,000, total price $60,000, subject to prior sale. Thank you for the opportunity to bid, Joseph Yakano. He also put in a non-collusive bidding certification saying, by submission of this bid, each bidder and each person signing on behalf of any bidder certifies, and in the case of a joint bid, each party thereto certifies as to its own organization under penalty of perjury and to the best of his knowledge and belief. 1, the prices in this bid have been arrived at independently without collusion, consultation, communication, or agreement for the purpose of restricting competition as to any matter relating to such prices with any other bidder or any other competitor. 2, unless otherwise required by law, the prices which have been quoted in this bid have not been knowingly disclosed by the bidder and will not knowingly disclosed by the bidder prior to opening directly or indirectly to any other bidder or any competitor. 3, no attempt has been made or will be made by the bidder to induce any other person, partnership, corporation to submit or not submit a bid for the purpose of restricting competition, dated the 3rd day of April. Well, that's kind of funny. He dated it the 3rd day of April, but I stamped it as received on the 30th of March, so don't know how that happened, but there you go. That's what's inside this envelope.
Okay. So what we need then is a motion to accept the bid for the $76,000 minus the $16,000 trade-in. Okay. Was that Eric?
Yes.
Eric made it, and I didn't hear who seconded it.
Please.
Second. I'll second it.
Harry Rode.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this? Okay, Lolita. Go ahead.
So we got 2 bids then, or the original one that we had, and then this one, correct?
Well,
just one bid came in, Paul.
Oh, this is just the one bid from who we were talking about last week. Okay.
Just one bid came in. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Now, just to remind you guys that there was a certain number of days about the warranty that Keith really thought you guys should look at, that warranty, just telling you that, because he was going to have the guy come out and explain. Remember, there was three portions of that, and Keith was going for the middle one, which was like $6,000, and it covered everything from electronics on.
That was for the tractor.
That's for the tractor, not the grade off.
Oh, okay. You're right. Sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Bid.
The what?
That was the Massey Ferguson bid.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Sorry.
One thing I would like to bring to the board's attention, and also, Glenn, if you could talk to Keith about that. After about 20 or 25 hours of running that new grade oil, I think we should do an oil sample on it just to just for the town's peace of mind.
Okay, Todd, we can do that. We've just sent an oil sample out. We got a place that we're using, so we can do that.
Yeah, good. I think that's money well spent.
Okay.
Okay. So, Glenn, if you would make contact, if you could, even tomorrow with Yakino and just let them know that we're all set to go. Okay.
Well, I think that I'll stay late tonight because tomorrow's Jones' day to come in and I work at home, but I'll make up something on our letterhead that says that the board has accepted, because that's what they're always going to need other than just Glenn saying it. I'll have something here on Joan's desk, Glenn, and you can come over, and she can either fax it to them for you or email it, whichever way we want to go with it.
Okay. I can do that, Maggie. If he has any questions, now this is supposed to be, like, settled within 7 days. You mail him a text. Is that how this works?
Yeah, well, he does say that he will deliver in 7 working days after the execution of the said contract, which there is no contract in here. So maybe we need to, you know, ask him to send us the contract, at which point Joan can call Dick to come down and sign. So as part of that motion up at 602, I'll have it authorizing the supervisor to sign the contract.
Okay, we're going to let him know that.
Okay, and so like I said, I'll put something on letterhead that said we accepted their bid on this night, and then Joan can follow up with you tomorrow. I'll leave her a note too about that, okay?
Okay.
Just in case there's a sort of mistake about the contract, if you talk to him tomorrow, Glenn, and there's some other questions, why don't you just have him call Dick?
Okay. I can do that.
Good. And also, Maggie, when you make that up, also Chris Treader will need a copy of what you're going to make up for Glenn. And then also he will need a copy of the minutes stating we accepted it, because he's putting this along with the tractor and the mower. They're all going to be on the same bond together.
Okay, but the minutes are not going to be ready, Dick. So I can write Chris an email that says last night during the board meeting the board approved these, which, you know, is sort of like it because I am the, you know, clerk, but going to have to wait a bit for the minutes, a little bit.
Yep, and when the minutes are ready, just send him a copy so he has that for his work.
Yes, and I'll say that I'll send out the draft minutes when they're completed, but to know that this is what the board did during the minute meeting.
Good. Excellent, okay? Very good. And it'll take, he's already contacted for everybody. Chris has already contacted the Bank of Richmondville. So they're all set in starting this van together with the tractor, the mower, and the grade all. So it'll take him a good week working with the bank to get this together anyway. So that gives us a good time to match their time of getting everything to us.
So let me just reiterate, that's for the tractor, the mower, and this grade all in one van.
That's right, yeah.
and it's going to take at least a week.
Yeah, to get everything back and forth with the Bank of Richmond.
All right, so Glenn, you might want to keep that in mind when you talk to the Yakino people, just to let them know that it'll take
a week
to get the paperwork together for those checks to be released. And Dick, Chris will know that he's got to give them a certified check.
I'll write that down, and you can put that on yours, and I'll also mention it to him also.
All right, I'll put needs certified check.
Yep.
Okay.
Dick?
Yes.
Yeah, with this, for the motor vehicle, we want to do insurance. We got to probably raise the insurance on the old grade, all that we have. And also, is it going to take quite a long time to get it registered?
All registration can be, okay, there's two ways. Registration can either be done online, or registration can be done through the mail with our county clerk. We just authorized Indy to have two people in the office to take all mailings and take care of the mailings.
And also, Paul, that's typically done by our insurance agent once she's notified. Right, Dick?
Oh,
that's how that always goes, that the insurance people or the...
They just insure it, Maggie. We boys went down as the town and registered it ourselves. But they do have a drop box on the outside down there to the county building that you put everything in, and they process it. And then they send you the paperwork.
Exactly. Yep,
because
exactly
I always get a form from the insurance company. It has all of the insurance cards. Oh, I guess that's what it is, the insurance cards with the registration. Okay. So who's going to register it?
Usually Keith does, so between Keith and Glenn, they should be taking care of that.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Let me just say that I spoke to Keith right before this meeting, and they were supposed to have gone in and done a catheterization, which is to look at his heart and see what's blocked, this morning, and they didn't because, I don't know, he said they're backed up, but he's hoping they do it tomorrow morning.
Good.
Okay?
Right. This guy that we're getting it off of, being he's a dealer, can he do the registration?
Normally we do our own registration, Paul. I mean, that's the way
Keith
does.
Okay.
That's the way we... Yeah. Yeah. And I'm also making a note here to contact Lori. So when we're ready, she can take the old grade all off and put the new one on. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New one on, but I'll contact Lori. Actually, I'll send her an email out tonight.
All right.
Maggie, what you can do also then attach Lori to that email so she has all the information about the new grade-off. Or
all right.
Maybe scan a sheet, that gives all the information and send that on to her.
Right. I'll scan the bid in. All right.
Okay. So next is the approval of minutes. We have two sets of minutes for March 5th and March 18th. We'll need a motion to accept.
So moved.
And a second?
So moved.
Is it?
Wait a second. Was that Paul and Todd?
Harry.
Harry made the motion?
No, I moved the motion.
Okay.
Seconded it.
Got it.
What everybody could do is just say, this is like Paul making a motion, then she'll know.
I'm sorry.
Kate, is there any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, any opposed? Okay, carried. Very good. All right, so we'll go right into the reports then. Harold, we'll start with you with the planning board.
Okay, we're going to have our meeting the same as we're having right now over the telephone. We have one order of business. Shane Nichols has had a problem up on his place with somebody riding dirt bikes around, and he's proposed an amendment to prevent that or else a noise amendment. However we can work it out. So that's what we'll be doing our next meeting, which is next week. Shane will join us so he can give us some input onto it, and then he wants to bring it to the board. Outside of that, we're so this is working, and we'll continue on.
Very good. Excellent.
Right, just to clarify, it's not an amendment to noise because we don't have a noise ordinance, which Mike Piccolo has told him we don't. But he is saying he'd like to put an amendment into the zoning about racetracks because I guess these neighbors are creating a racetrack that they're then racing about on.
Okay, very good.
So yeah, the last time we did anything on a noise amendment, we had a big crowd.
Yeah, we sure did.
Opposed
can't
to that.
Get it. It's been many times. You can't get that noise ordinance.
Yeah, I looking at the emails that Shane has sent on to me, he's not really addressing a noise ordinance, though. He's addressing a race type course.
Yes, right. That's right. Yeah. So we'll have a discussion on to him, see where we can go with that. He's written it up. It looks pretty good.
All right, very good. That's all set then. Harold, you're all set.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, next we have the codes officer. Mike has a written report. Then we have the assessor, and Deb has a written report.
Along with the code officers, I know Glenn talked to Mike about doing the shed over the fuel pump.
Okay.
And I think Glenn's willing to move ahead with that, and we could okay that for Glenn to do in his appropriate times. It works out.
Sure. You want to make the motion to that effect then, Eric?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
And what are we, hang on just a second, 617. Eric Haslin and Todd Spurbeck making a motion
to
authorizing
the
shed roof over the gas fuel pump system.
Plan to build a shed and roof?
Shed roof, yeah. Shed style roof.
Shed style roof over the fuel tank.
Yes.
And did you guys have some kind of a bid out there? Not bid, but some kind of quote or some kind of something. Do you want to put that in? I don't know what it was.
Yes, we had done that before. He had priced it out. And just go with the low bidder. They were very close.
As per the lowest price quoted?
Yeah, I believe it was Kelly.
Quoted, you believe, was Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, by Kelly Farm and Garden, right? That's who we're talking about?
That's correct.
All right. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
So all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, motion passed. All right, very good. So now we're on to the town clerk tax collector, Maggie.
Yep. Okay, so you had the paper financial reports in your packet. Then I'm just going to go over real quick the clerk's report. All right, I sent the shared service resolution to Lisa Tom by email, and the original was sent to County Administrator Steve Wilson. He didn't acknowledge it, but Lisa did, so I'm assuming everything went properly with that. I wrote letters.
I thought you were copied on that, but Fonda got back and said thank you.
Oh, okay. No, I wasn't. Wrote letters stating that the town board had authorized the purchase of the Massey Ferguson tractor and the Diamond Mower to the Eklund Family Farm Equipment and to Stevenson Equipment, respectively, for the Diamond Mower. Received copies of the Maple Festival booklet and gave copies to the Bernacco family. Unfortunately, you know, that's not going to go forward because there's no Maple Festival. So, but the article came out nice, and so I think they were happy. Insurance meeting on March 11th at the Highway Garage. Everybody was there, and I think people have a better understanding. Put a notice on the web page on March 17th about the court not doing B&T and penal law for the next 45 days. On March 23rd, we posted that the town hall
door
be locked.
Is now in the conference.
Hi, JR. We're just in the middle of my report, so hang with us.
Excellent. I'm here. Thank you.
The hall doors would be locked, the town hall doors would be locked, and they could use the Dropbox and phone for me to help them. On April 2nd, Shane Nickel from the county sent notification with a link to have people fill out their census with the slogan, Help Schoharie County Count, and that link and the phone numbers are also on the web page. All of that is out there on the web page. I worked on putting together the policy and procedure manual and went over a lot with Dick. You know, we put a lot of different things in and you guys all got copies. There's several corrections, but since we aren't meeting in person, I spoke to Dick about it last week, that we should put it on hold till we can meet in person and go over all that stuff. The assessor and I have worked daily in the building, staying in our offices and abiding by the social distancing rules. The judge and his wife have come in their hours dealing with paperwork and notifying all the people of the court appearances that are not taking place. And also, I have sold a couple of fishing licenses, but through the door, you know, people passing money and using the bulletin board and maintaining the six-foot rule. I worked with the telephone rep, Chris McHenry, to get a conference bridge here that we're using tonight. We went with this private number because it was the simplest way of what we're doing, and the cost was so cheap. It's only $2 a month extra in our phone bill, so that's what I chose. We're going to do the same thing with the planning board on the 14th of April. And the New York State Town Clerks Conference, which was scheduled for April 26th through the 29th, has been postponed until August 16th through the 19th, so we're not refunding. We're just waiting and hoping that that's going to go through in August. And that's it. I did get notification today from Keith, Highway School people. I don't know why, but they used my email. And theirs has been canceled and not postponed. They're going to wait till next year. Theirs was in June, 5th through the 7th, I think. That's my report.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Maggie.
Okay.
So we'll go on to the Highway Superintendent. Glenn, if you have something.
Just one thing, to let you guys know, since I talked with T today, I know you're feeling on this, guys, but payroll needs to be handed in. I'm gonna go ahead and fill out his payroll sheets and hand them in to Tammy. I'll bring them over to Maggie and have her fax them down.
Sure.
All good? Okay.
You're going to do that tomorrow? I'll let Joan know, and if you just let her know, she can, you know, go out and get it off the bulletin board when you tell her.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yep.
All right. Dog Control Officer, we have a written report. Okay, Supervisor, just a couple things. As Maggie talked about earlier, if we keep, please keep keeping our prayers. I talked to Teresa Howard this morning, and as Maggie said, they were going to go within catheterization this morning to check the heart. And obviously that hasn't taken place, he did not have a comfortable night last night, so we just hope things go good for Keith. The next thing is thank everybody for participating in this first town teleconference. I want to thank Maggie for setting up the conference. I think it's running as smoothly as we can expect. And hopefully, you know, maybe one or two more months of this, and then maybe we can get back to regular meetings. But time will tell. We just don't know as far as that goes. But I just want to thank everybody. All right.
And it's working much better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
I thought it went quite well.
So does anybody have any other reports they'd like to give?
Yeah, this is Eric. We need to stress to people somehow how important it is to be involved with the census.
And, well, I did put that on my webpage. So everybody that gets notifications did get Shane Nichols' notice to me. I just copied it and put it up on the webpage.
That's good. And, Dick, do you know if there's anything happening with the data collector proposal grant?
Yes, I Lisa Tom gives a report. She hasn't given a report since this COVID-19 took place.
Okay.
But I know she's very good at keeping up on top of things, and I could talk to her. Eric, you yourself could contact her anytime, but I know she's very good at doing things. So you can give her a call sometime and just ask her how things are going, actually.
Okay, I will do that then.
Sure. Yep.
And then, JR, have we had any discussions regarding the transfer of the funds for the pumper, possibly?
I've had nothing from the comptroller's office, but left messages well before the state shutdown. I've left several messages, but have not heard back anything from the comptroller's office, and I'm not sure I will for the next few weeks.
Because it's scheduled to come in next week, I guess. Mm-hmm. And just trying to prepare for that.
Everybody's looking for me to render an opinion, and I don't want to be the one to render an opinion unless I have some authority standing behind me, reassuring me that what I tell the town is the appropriate decision. Because if it's something is, improperly done, then,
I know you're having the same problems that I had with somebody trying to get an opinion, and they just wouldn't do it.
Right. If we're left with no opinion, whether it be just a verbal opinion from the state comptroller's office, then I've got the handout that you the booklet that you gave me, Eric, and it's actually online, and I had read it once before online, without any sort of opinion from the comptroller's office, perhaps next month the safeguard way to handle this would be to consider, and I'll give it some more thought and inquire around maybe with other municipal attorneys, but to consider just having it passed as a resolution subject to permissive referendum. In that case, then if that were to be done in that fashion, then if there were ever a petition, it would then go before the voters to make a decision, but at least it gives them the opportunity to call for that based upon petition. But if there's no petition, then it passes, and that may be the sort of the safeguard way to move this through so we can get it done. Okay.
Yep.
Are you okay? Are you okay with that, Beth?
Yeah. And what? What sort of a time frame, JR, if we were to go to a permissive referendum, which I think makes sense, either way, I think makes sense to go to a permissive referendum.
Right.
And what kind of a time frame so the fire department knows, could we set that possibly up for next month to set up the permissive referendum?
Well, the resolution would have to be passed subject to that, and typically then the resolution is essentially on hold for 30 days, just to allow that window of time to pass by in case a petition is filed. So typically it's a 30-day hold on the resolution.
Okay. So why don't we at least by the latest at next, which would be May meeting, have the resolution made up to go for the permissive referendum?
Okay.
Does that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can put that together. And then having that passed in May, which if we're talking second, it would be May 14th, and then allowing 30 days, then by June, then without any petition filed, then the funds could be freed up at the beginning of June.
Okay.
Well, at the beginning of June or June 14th?
Well, yeah, well, the 30 days out. The 30
okay.
days out.
Okay, that's what I just...
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. this, I'm like sort of lost here. The money that we're talking about for the fire truck, do we have that in our funding already or what?
Yeah, Eric, the fire department has asked for $50,000, and if you go into your supervisor's report, it's near about the middle of the report. In the special fire district fund, you'll see two minus numbers. One is a minus $64,000 for the Richlandville Fire District, special district, and one's a $12,000-something for the Cobuscal. So they're
right.
requesting $50,000 out of that $64,000 to apply toward this new fire truck.
And Dick, all they need is 45 now.
Okay, good.
I thought we did something with that when I first came in the office that they were supposed to get that money for that fire truck.
Yeah, we verbally agreed that we would do this, and then a question came up from somebody in the community. Could we use the money out of the special fire district to purchase equipment such as a fire truck? So we asked the state controller to give us an opinion on that, and if they don't hear within the month, then we're going to go to a permissive referendum to allow the taxpayers to allow us to do this.
Okay, well, I just thought that we already had it done before, and we all agreed upon it.
We were discussing it.
Right.
Yeah, we're just trying to make sure we do it in the proper manner. That was the main
thing. They don't want to have any legal issue come back on them.
Well, I understand that. I just didn't know if it was a different thing that we're talking about or the same thing that we were talking about. Okay.
Okay, very good. Time frame work okay with the fire department then, Eric?
I believe so. I don't think we're... I know it's going to come in, but they still got work to do. It'll be in Palinville, but I'm not sure actually when we'll take possession.
Okay. So I would expect by the meeting date in that 30-day period in June, like what Maggie, I think, said June 14th, then soon after that, I would think the money. Yeah.
Well, JR, is that a legal 30 days, or is that just 30 calendar days?
I believe it's going to be 30 calendar days, okay. But I'll certainly double check on that.
We'll look into that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are realistically talking June 14th. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will also notify Chris Treader about the discussion we had about this tonight also.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks. And the last thing I had, Dick, and I don't know if you know. Is there anything that we should be tracking? I sent you a thing that I got from Colleen regarding any expenses on the COVID-19 regarding FEMA expenditures.
Yes, we should. The bottom line they told us Monday morning on our special call was $3,100. We have to meet the threshold of $3,100. So
okay.
Any money that we spend... Say like these men being off the past week, half the crew,
yep.
All those expenses can be totaled up, and they should be, and Tammy has already talked to Keith about making sure that she knows that in the payroll report. Glenn, this should be something you need to know, that for the people
sure.
from last payroll, for this payroll coming up, that
yep.
she knows the people that were off that weren't actually cut into work, and that all adds up to that $3,100 threshold.
Okay.
And then we get all those monies together in the end and give that information to Colleen, and then Colleen does all the work for us through the government.
Yep.
Very
the other thing that
important,
might,
very important, we keep documentation.
Yes. Maggie, when they clean, do they do anything special now regarding the cleaning?
Mike has been, doing extra on the door handles, the table surfaces. he's you know, we don't have, you know, there's not a lot of cleaning. We have like Mr. Clean and that kind of stuff, but we did not, I was not a big Lysol buyer or any of those kind of things, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if he's doing anything like that, he should put that in his bill to us, disinfecting the office, et cetera, just to document what he's doing.
Well, I just put his, you know, his voucher through because he's not claiming extra time or anything like that. I don't know if that's considered, but we do have the prison, jug of hand stuff. It's some pretty toxic stuff. Herb and Arlene use it on their rubber gloves because they're using rubber gloves to do mail and stuff. And then they go in the kitchen and they're doing their thing. So, I'm not sure. Do you think that that's something above and beyond? Because he's not getting extra money. This is his normal cleaning stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever he thinks, he might have some experience with it with other things that he does.
Okay, I'll ask him.
One thing too, Maggie, the drinking fountain needs to be covered up. Their drinking fountains, that's a big no-no.
Well, we don't have any public in here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'll put a piece of cardboard box over it. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. I never drink out of that thing.
I've also seen in other stores and stuff no using of the restrooms either to the public. I don't know.
We're not having that either. It's just there's been nobody in here. This is our third week of close down, and it's just us. And we stay pretty much in our quadrants. You know, we're not, you know. And Herb really has the one bathroom to himself, and then the women use the one with the baby changer. So, and in between cleanings, I've cleaned, you know, surfaces and stuff like that. So.
All right.
That's a good idea to clean every once in a while. I mean, any disinfectant we do is definitely a plus.
Right.
Don't hurt.
Okay, so we'll move on to correspondence, Maggie.
All righty, correspondence. So I'm not going to read them all, but I gave you all in your packets, right? I think I did that so I wouldn't have to, was all the resolutions that came from the county, which were an apportionment of sales tax for the fourth quarter, a requesting state legislature to enact legislation authorizing Schoharie County to continue collecting an additional 1% sales tax described in the assembly bill. And I believe that has to do with our taxes, right? And the requesting of state legislature authorizing Schoharie County to continue increased mortgage tax rate described in Assembly Bill A.9901, and the requesting state legislature to enact legislation authorizing the continued increase in mortgage tax described in Assembly Bill A.9896. And I will put those... I'll put those resolutions online just because we're mentioning them here and we're not going to go through all that.
Okay.
County, and that way anybody who's listening to this later will know what these say. And that's why I gave them all to you guys so you would have had a chance to read them. The other thing was an email from Dick regarding MPB to finish the job at the highway facility. That it would be $635 to install the new film valve and black flow preventive. Dick wanted you each to have that. And then the last thing was from Utica National Insurance Group. It was the policy for, honestly, I wasn't, it looks like theft from employee theft. The $50,000 insurance limit with a deductible of $500, and the premium was $231, and then issuing insuring agreement, faithful perf of duty, and that was another $58. And yeah. So that's what that was.
Yeah, that's the one resolution that we pass every January, the first meeting in January, for the 50,000 coverage, which falls under for everybody.
Right, and then the other part was add faithful performance of duty coverage for government employees. That's what the $58 a year is. Okay? And that's all my correspondence.
And Maggie, into those four resolutions that you received from the county, I have signed as the second as the rules chairman. I have signed each meeting. I have to sign those and get back to the county. So I have signed those. I'll leave them off with Joan tomorrow so she can scan them and send them back in.
Send them back in to your place?
The clerks at the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, so why don't you, you know, when you think you're coming down, give her a call and let her know where she's sending them to so she can be prepared. Okay? All right. And that's
okay, anybody have, thank you, Maggie. Anybody have any other correspondence? Okay, anybody have?
Wait, so
I talked to Timmy Smith, RPL supervisor, and I guess the Spectrum was hanging a line up through Ploss Road and over to Richmond Heights, which is a plus for the broadband, not knowing when it would be complete, but at least it's a start in the correct direction. I see he was placing some new poles on Trans End Road, but it's just normal upkeep. There was no projection on any increase there. And I think we need to keep our pressure on our state representatives to keep pushing ahead on the broadband issue. I know it's a big-time issue right now with the school trying to have kids get online at home and et cetera.
I did have a call from one of our residents regarding that, Eric. I'll just bring this up. She had called the village, I guess, first. She called the school first and then the village, and then she called me to see if the town was providing hotspots for these kids to do school. And I said, no, I was pretty positive the town was not providing hotspots. But again, it is, she was the only call, but I know, as you know through the news, there's a lot of kids who are unserved and unable to participate in any of those video school things.
Yeah, I know Stillwater was on TV having the same problem as we are, that it's something that needs to be regulated in a different manner so that something actually happens.
Yeah. I mean, it obviously, in my mind, because, you know, what I did explain to this lady was, and this is something that, you know, we've talked about with this representative, Kevin Egan, and it doesn't always come up during every meeting, but this is a cable franchise contract, and it really has nothing at all to do with Internet, and so the government really has to force the hand to have broadband services because, you know, these companies aren't, you know, looking at it that way.
Exactly.
We don't have any hot spots in Richmondville that we can recommend anybody to go to, do we?
Well, that's not what she's talking about. She's talking about, like, Verizon hotspot. You pay, like, I don't know, $70 a month to get a... Dick, you used to have something like that. Like a...
We have AT&T. But I do notice DOT going around putting up hotspots.
Who?
Has anybody else seen that? State DOT has, there's one up at, I think, at the intersection of Fancher and Route 10. And then there was another one down in the valley here someplace. They don't seem to advertise it, but when you drive by, it says hotspot.
Oh, I haven't even seen that.
Yeah, we've seen two of them so far.
But that's assuming someone has a mobile. If you have a desktop at your house, that's not going to work for you. But
you've got to have Bluetooth. Yeah.
Right.
What about... you know, the, what you call it, Wi-Fi. Does anybody have Wi-Fi that we can recommend to the people of our town?
Well, they could come sit in our parking lot and use the let me in one. I mean, you know, that I haven't advertised that, but it is something that we do have.
Okay, you know, if somebody, you know, like that lady calls you again and say, you know, their kids need to do their homework online, just let her know.
I could do that.
Tough to teach kids in a car, though.
Yeah.
Well, and this particular child is a special needs child, you know, like a very hard sit still kind of stuff. So, yes, in that case, you know, at least if you had it on in your living room, you know, you might have better hopes that something was getting gleaned into them. But anyways, yes. So we do have that because, you know, that is a protected line that doesn't let them into our internet connection per se, like into the, you know, what we're all hooked up onto. And that was something that we talked about. I think, you know, Eric was one that brought that up, like if we ever had flooding again. Well, this is another form of it, but so that people could come and use their laptops to sign up with FEMA or something like that.
Yes. And again, though, you still need to have Bluetooth. So, yeah.
Exactly. You do. You have to have some form of Wi-Fi or something to hook up into.
Yeah. But it works well. I know for a fact it works well. So you can just sit in your car outside the building and use your computer. It works very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else with any old business?
Just one thing there, Dick. I just wanted to follow up what Eric was saying, being on the broadband committee. This is the true test here, you know, for this internet stuff here. If I come right down, if I had kids in school and we were out for a couple months at a time, my kids would probably fall through the cracks because this internet service I have is very poor. And also, I've had a couple people come to me and said that they've used their internet more now than they have in the last 5 years, and you know it's not a luxury anymore where people used to get on and have something to do on a rainy day. Now it's a necessity that people need in their households, and I just feel that we should just keep pressure, you know, writing letters, whoever we got to write to, and hopefully we'll get somewhere.
Yeah. And I think, and thinking back, with the governor's broadband for all of New York State, and the three grants that came, you know, 1, 2, and 3 that came out, that Middleburg pulled in the money got areas for grant number 2 and grant number 3, and I'm pretty sure Jason talking over the years that one of those had to be finished up by 2021. And then after that, once the grant money was used and MidTel could start doing things in the areas that they couldn't use the grant money for.
Right.
So that's still another year away, but MidTel is still another option for us because once the grant's done, maybe they can start connecting the areas they couldn't before that.
Well, I did tell that girl that because Jason has made a big thing about that. As they are stringing this grant work, they are leaving strings of 2025 so that they can branch off of the fiber optics. So, but again, it's a year off, and when you're right in the middle of it, nobody's that thrilled with it. But
yep.
It is something for the future.
Yep. And it's certainly not something that's going to happen, you know, tomorrow. So it's something we got, like Todd said, we got to keep pushing for it.
But with all the technology that we have these days, there's no reason why people couldn't have the Wi-Fi and cable. It's just a game, I think.
Well, I think the biggest thing is getting it into areas such as up at the top of Franzen, because they just don't have the they don't have the lines running up there, and then they don't have the visual contact to the towers that are down in the valley. So I think that's the whole thing about it, getting into the back areas, I believe.
Yeah, like Raven Road too, where Shelley has been crying for it for a long time, you know. our video girl from Scopeg. Because okay. she can never do her work home. She has to always go down to the school and do it.
School, library.
Yep.
Okay. Any other new business or old business? We're going to new business with this resolution.
Just one thing. The trees, Eric. Have we gone any further on them or no?
We've ordered.
Okay.
And I am not sure when they'll deliver, whether it's a, I could call them to see if it's a fall delivery or spring delivery. I'm not sure which it is.
And if it's spring, it's probably postponed because of all this. They're not going to want to gather, right? Is it one of those things like where everybody goes down to someplace and picks up their trees?
No, they would deliver, but then we got to install. But I'm not sure. I can give them a call.
All right.
And then we have to make arrangements at that point, too, for getting the trees put in the ground.
Right.
Yeah, I mentioned, I believe it's Eric, maybe Lancaster over there has one of them machines that they might be able to come over and help us out.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Yep, Glenn and the guys might be able to help us and get a few of us. And we'd have to mark out the power line going to the building for sure.
Right.
Yeah, we would call before we dug anyway.
Yep.
Yes, 411.
Okay. Very good. No resolutions that we know of then?
Nope. They said no budget transfers this month.
I have no resolutions, Dick. Nothing.
Okay, very good. So we have two approvals we need to make. One, the first one is to approve the pressure valve / backflow preventive work for the highway facility boiler. Mark's almost done with everything, and everything is up and running well, but this needs to be done because he says that pressure valve goes, then we've got a lot of trouble. So it's a $635 item. And I'd like to get that motion made tonight to go ahead and get that work done from MPP Plumbing.
Yep. I'll make the motion.
Go again.
This is Todd. I'll make the motion that we spend the $635 to fix the flowback valve.
Okay.
This is Eric. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, everybody signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay. Then the second thing is to approve the MPD Plumbing and Heating Annual Service Contract. So that contract would run from April 2020 till April 2021. There's items they take care of: supply and change inline water filters every 3 months, supply and change UV light bulb once a year, annual service on propane boiler once a year, service and install new air filters and air handlers every 6 months, and service air conditioning units, clean the filters, test Freon levels, and add if needed every 6 months. And the contract price is $2,850.00. I believe that's a $200 increase from last year. But something we need to have, the service contract, we need to have the service completed for our new building.
I have just one question.
Yep.
That's just for town clerk court building, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think we talked about this one time before. Boy, the highway garage is getting a little age on it now, and I really think that we should think about down the road maybe here getting them on board. That building on board too with some type of service contract, because just something to think about. We're getting some age on the building now.
I agree. I could call Mark and maybe Todd if you want to have him get us an estimate for the same work for over at the highway facility.
If we had both buildings together, we could maybe possibly get a little bit better deal or a little break.
Yep. Very good. Being me.
Well, with him doing the work currently there this year, I bet we're good till next year, and we should just incorporate it next year into the do both of them budget. Together.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Is this something to think about?
Yep. Okay. So what's your motion?
Motion, Paul.
Okay, and we'll need a second.
Second, I'll second that. This is Todd.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So let me just say that we're saying that since they've done the work this year, so Dick, you're going to ask them for next year to do a combination of both buildings on one contract, right?
That's right.
Okay, combined contract. Okay. And then Paul made it, Todd seconded it, and then now you're taking a vote, right?
All in favor, aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Very good. All right. Anybody have any other new business? If not, then we'll need approval of the town clerk and supervisor reports. We'll need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Someone, Paul?
Harry Rode and Paul Maurice. Got it.
And, okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? Okay, then we have the approval of the general bills, highway bills, water district, and post audit. So we have the general fund of claim number 79 through 108 for $34,084.82. And then we have the highway fund for claim number 44.
What was the, I'm sorry, claim what?
Claim number 34 for the highway fund.
Yep.
Through 48 for a total of $15,015.29. And then we have a Waterville Water District claim number 1. For $335.30, and post audit. We'll need a motion.
I'll also need Derek.
I got okay. Todd Spurbeck and Eric Haslin.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Very good. So now we're at the, anybody have any comments from the floor? All right. So I want to really thank everybody again for taking this call tonight. It's the only way we can do business at this point, and we very much appreciate it. So if nothing else, we'll need a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Paul.
Paul and Harry.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Harry Rude.
Has left the conference.
Paul.
Has left the conference.
JR.
Has left the conference.
Glenn.
Has left the conference.
Richard Blake.
Has left the conference.
Eric.
Has left the conference.
Tyrell Loder, Herbeck.
Has left the conference.
Harold Loder, L-D-E-R.
Has left the conference.